Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Pop Culture Stars. Thank you, British lady. You still sound a little salty from losing that one 245 years ago. Nevertheless, welcome to Pop Culture Stars. I am your fill-in backup plan host, Dave Atwell, filling in for Dr. John Stamey. Hope everybody is doing wonderful. Before we start passing it around and introducing our esteemed panel tonight, just want to make a quick apology for last week's show. Again, the audio was atrocious, but we will adapt and overcome, and hopefully tonight's show will be much, much better when it comes down to the audio. So I'm going to introduce my most esteemed and wonderful panel this evening. First off, my brother up there in Indianapolis, Todd Saxon. What's going on this evening?
Man, I am outstanding. It's supernatural and ecstatic to be here, people. And to come back from July 4th weekend with all my appendages, both my eyes, stuff like that. So far, so good.
Yes, it's always good to hear that all body parts are still alive. Here's what I'm doing. All right. I think we're good to go here audio-wise. I'm doing my little hookup here, so we should be good to go.
So far, so good.
Great to have you on tonight, Todd. Looking forward to this evening. Hope everything is well with you. So while we're up there in Indianapolis, we will bring on our good brother, Tim Armstrong. What is up?
Good afternoon, world. It's sitting out on the porch time. Wonderful weather here in Indianapolis. They've almost got my road done, so I don't know. I got that going for me. But other than that, still trying to get the wife up back to her full spirit, but she's making some great progress. And as far as tonight's concerned, I'm ready for a great show. So let's get her going.
Outstanding. Right. Outstanding. Good to hear she's making progress. Good to hear everything's going well. Because that's the whole thing about us here at Pop Culture Stars. We are definitely a family, so we want to make sure everybody is doing fantastic. Nothing less. Speaking of fantastic, or maybe quite possibly amazing, the amazing Velvet. How are you this evening, my brother?
Good. I want to tell Europe they're welcome for us saving them. Dr. John's not coming back, and I'm drinking a non-alcoholic Sam Adams. So I think I'm doing all right. Sorry.
Drinking the Sam Adams just to rub it in their face, right?
Here. It's called Just the Haze. It's pretty good, actually.
Ah.
Actually tastes like a beer. I found a few that actually taste like a beer, not, the Heineken or the Sharps or get me a Busch NA. Oh, I would throw up.
Yeah. So I was getting ready to say.
Oh, and one other thing. Yeah, that can be pretty hard sometimes.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, if anybody has watched Cobra Kai and waiting on season 4, my favorite line in that whole thing is, don't be a... Use your imagination. Don't be a pea. That's what this world needs. I'm tired of this cancel culture and pansexuality and pan, or whatever that is, demisexual. I don't know. What is that? Help me out.
I couldn't agree with you more.
If you don't know what that is, actually, it's bisexual.
Yeah. It's, I think, week before last, the first identifiable male who went into the female division of weightlifting went in there in the first week, just shattered every record in the first week of being in the women's division of powerlifting. And
again, come on now.
Again, it's one of those ones that I say make their own division. You have to.
Yeah.
And but to be in it, to be in the transgender division, you have to do it correctly. You have to do like Chaz Bono did. Go through, get the whole nine yards. You can't just be, you can't do the Bruce Jenner thing where you're still a dude. At the end of the day, when you get home and you take your clothes and your makeup off, you're still a dude.
Right?
You know what I mean? Because there's an unfair advantage to that. And it's,
not to cut you off, Rob's in the queue.
Ah, let me go on in and click
but
our
it
brother
is an unfair
Rob.
Advantage. It is. It is. It is not. I mean, it wouldn't be fair. It'd be like being an NBA basketball player and decide to go play in a WNBA and you're 7 foot tall.
Right.
I mean, come on.
And, you know, I had somebody throw at me about, you know, well, how can you say that it's an unfair advantage? And I says, well, how many women are you seeing going through, going through everything to get in the men's divisions? You don't see a whole hell of a lot of women leaving
First of all, if they can reconstruct what a man has and give them everything that we got, then okay, then they can do it. Until then, come on.
Yeah,
women can only go so far on the transition. They can only go so far on the transition to be a dude. I'm sorry.
And
okay,
man,
not
like
trying
said,
to be ugly,
you have to do it.
Maybe
you have to do it correctly, just like anything else. You have to do it correctly. So
Crocodile Dundee should screen them all and say, I've got a hold of the bastards.
Oh, dang. Wow.
So joining us is our good brother, Papa Stro. What is happening this evening?
Yay!
Sir?
Just in time for all the good stuff. Fantastic.
That was pretty funny. That was a great segue right into that. Bam. Are you happy to be here, sir?
Yeah. I mean, gosh. It went straight from the pudding pops to the...
Yeah. We went overboard right off
the
rim. We didn't even waste time. Yeah, right? We didn't waste time.
Right,
sir.
Unknown, right? Yeah, right. Right, I would say
in the next 8 minutes, somebody's going to be using our safe word. I can guarantee it.
Yeah.
That might be Tim.
So much for Free Britney.
Right? Free Britney.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Free.
They turned Bill loose.
Free us.
They had to. He's getting all the guards. He's getting all the guards.
Yeah.
I didn't even know anything about Britney.
And now
Bill was locked up until last week.
Should be all right. Should be okay.
Yeah.
As long as she doesn't drop her vodka and she can, you know, and a baby can fall on the bed, it's all good.
If she don't do it again, she'll be okay.
That was great. I love it.
I feel for Brittany. I do. I genuinely feel for Brittany because you can tell that the chick's missing a couple marbles and everything. And, it's kind of funny when you look at the family dynamic there. It's like the mom, if you've ever heard the mom's pretty squared away. And that's why she made distance from the husband, XYZ. But it's almost like Brittany has the mentality of the dad and the younger sister has the mentality of the mom. And the dad is a screwball. I don't give a damn what nobody says. The guy is a damn knucklehead. And we all pull from our parents to a certain extent. And you can see when both sisters talk, you can see how Brittany's just not as grounded as her younger sister is. And
the younger sister got lucky because she got pregnant way too early. She got lucky.
But you see, it didn't wreck her life at all. You know what I mean?
No,
she kept right on getting
Yeah, but her mama, I give her mama all the credit for that. Not dad. Dad is a nut job.
So,
no, give me eyes. That's what you got. No chance.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, tonight's topic, we're going to pick up on something we had done a couple shows back where we throw particular unexplained or conspiracy theories out there, and we swat it around and either call it a bunch of malarkey or we actually back it up and say, hey, you know, this thing's got a little bit of teeth to it. So we've got a new list tonight, and we're going to go around and, like I said, you guys chime in whenever you want. We're going to go down this list that we had compiled in no particular order, of course, because nothing we do on Pop Culture Stars is ever in order. So, and I appreciate all the George Michael gifts coming in.
Gotta have faith. Brother.
Yeah,
wake me up before you go-go.
Wake me up before you go-go. That's it.
Strawberry and banana
what
Joe go-go pop.
Oh, hell. All right. So we're going to start the topic. First thing off, right off top of the list.
Is, I'm your
flat
man.
Now, the flat earth thing, the reason why I say nay to the flat earth thing, beyond all the scientific research and the pictures we get back and all that kind of stuff in space, if earth was flat, how in the hell is everything going downhill for me? You know what I mean? How in the hell is everything an uphill climb if we have a flat earth?
The earth is a saltine cracker. From the biscuit.
Just
from
flip
the
it over. That's right. Just flip it over.
Yeah.
You can start over.
Yeah. You can make a, trisket out of the earth.
That's right. That's funny.
Or your cat can get on it and knock things off the edge. Yeah. Possibility.
Yeah.
So.
Add some vegetables and maybe a few nuts.
We got plenty of them. We don't need no more nuts.
You know, that reminds me, California is a granola bar. What's not fruits and nuts and a bunch of flakes.
Now, that's funny.
If the earth is flat, who ironed it? That's what I like to know.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the fact that that actually exists just proves that Darwin was wrong. All the flat earthers proved Darwin was wrong.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, I don't. Flat Earth is just beyond even remotely up there for discussion. I mean, I just, there's nothing that can change my mind on that one at all. There's not even a maybe
Phantom
on
zone.
That one. So.
We're like General Zod in the Phantom Zone.
Neil before Zod.
Yeah.
So, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna dump the flat earth, put it on a tilt. Now we're going to move on to the next one here. And this one kind of hit close to Tim and Todd where they're at, was the John Dillinger shooting. All right. Now, the way the story goes is that Dillinger had plastic surgery to alter his facial features and everything. They tracked him down to the movie theater. We all heard about the Lady in Red and all that kind of jazz. And he was shot there by the feds in front of the movie theater. Now, it's been said that despite the fact that Dillinger had the reconstructive surgery and might not look like he normally did, that his eyes always had a grayish tinge to them. He had very odd color eyes. And the one that was shot at the movie theater had brown eyes, like deep, kind of almost blackish brown eyes. So was it Dillinger or was it not Dillinger that got shot that day?
And, all right, let's go with this. And this would just be the thing to go with. Let's say it wasn't. How did Dillinger just straighten up and fly right after that? Or is it year one?
Yeah, I don't think Dillinger would have the ability to lay low, to be honest with you. If that wasn't him, I don't think he would have the ability. You know what I mean? I think he would be, it's just in his DNA. Going back to the Anna Nicole thing, you can't lay low but for so long because you live off the attention.
Yep.
But I kind of feel that Dillinger was, that was Dillinger that night, and they got the right man. That's just my
opinion. I agree with that.
I agree. All right. We knock out two right off the quick.
Okay.
That's why we don't throw
Thanks,
any Tim. In here.
Y'all start that, I'm hanging up. I'm done.
Yes, next. Yes, next. Yes, next.
While we're speaking on mistaken identity, or was it him or was it not, we're going to move on to our favorite Teamster boss, Jimmy Hoffa. Okay. There are about 1,000 different theories on what happened to him. Yeah. How you doing?
Freaking jag off.
So,
what you doing?
Yeah.
What you doing?
Hey, can I get a gun this time?
For me.
No.
What am I, funny to you? Like I'm some kind of clown or something?
Yeah.
Hey, but Leah, what?
Don't
Leah
go
get.
To the drive thru. Don't ever go to the drive thru.
You sound just like him.
That is perfect. Yeah.
I worked on that one, okay? Thank you.
That's a two
Not
youth.
To get sidetracked, speaking of the mob, have you guys seen the trailer for the new Sopranos prequel yet?
No. How is it?
Oh, my God, dude. First off, Gandolfini's son is playing a young Tony Soprano in this thing. And it's, I guess, by the way, I understand that it's supposed to start off as a movie and then go into a series. And it's called something about the Saints of Newark or something like that. It's something along those lines. But when you watch the trailer, Gandolfini's son looks like a thin Tony with hair. I mean,
wow.
That same side glance, that smirk, he's got it all. It's almost haunting to watch it, how close it is. And I'm watching this trailer, and I've watched it a million times, and I'm thinking, man, how cool is it to be able to play your dad? You know, we all know James Gandolfini kind of died, you know, far too soon, but man, how cool is it that he's able to get in there and play his dad's character and just own it like that?
That is
they've
cool.
They've got Uncle Junior in there. Nancy Marquand, of course, you know, she's no longer with us, so she wouldn't be able to play his mother, but his mother is in there. But, yeah, they've got Uncle June and Ray Liotta's in it. I don't know what Ray Liotta's going to be playing, but nevertheless, he's in there. And, Yeah, if you get a chance, look that up. I mean, it's just totally mind-blowing. If you were a remote fan of The Sopranos, it'll blow your mind. It is pretty damn incredible. So, yeah, just side thought. So back to Hoffa. If you ask me, Hoffa's definitely dead. There's no two ways about it, because he's another one of those guys that there's no way he could lay low. There is no way that he can just take his money and go to the house and be seen again.
Listen, if you don't stop talking, you're going to wear cement shoes too, okay? All right.
Well, that's just it.
That's for you, Tim.
You know,
that's for you, Tim.
I love it. I mean, how did Hoffa get it? You
can
know
I
what
get
I mean?
Some cotton balls for my nose? Sorry.
Now it's laundered.
Laundered. Hey, I put one of them fabric softeners in there. I bet it's real soft.
Yeah. Well, Leo won.
Okay, all right,
Leo,
that's enough of that.
Get.
That's right. Get it?
Leo. Yes.
Anyway, so you keep on talking there, big mouth. You know what I'm saying to you, huh? You're going to find yourself somewhere, you know, maybe at the Potomac or something. I don't know yet.
I've seen Ray Liotta in that damn trailer, though, man. You know, Ray Liotta was so good in Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
But he hasn't been back in that role since. And
no.
He had a lot of troubles too. Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
So, hopefully.
I'm glad he's
he looked
that
like,
cool.
There it is.
Keeps losing.
Hey.
Yeah, Dave. Come
there
on, Dave.
Is. Okay.
There he is.
That's audio still there.
TV.
Okay.
I'm Dave
on home.
Yeah. I hit a skunk, Karen. Get the kids inside. that had to be one of the best lines of that whole movie. He's sitting there spraying out the trunk of his car, and he said he hit a skunk. You know, like, how far out can you go, you know? That was just such a great line. That one in Maury with the whole, what does he think, I'm a schmuck on wheels? I want my money. Maury, you got to quit breaking his balls. It pisses Jimmy off. Oh, God. What a great movie. That's another movie that's not meant to be a comedy, but when you watch it, you can't help but laugh.
Oh, yeah. You can't help but laugh. You're absolutely.
No.
Yeah. Good stuff. So, we're just going to go ahead and skip off. He's deader than hell. We're going to move on. All right. So,
stick the fork in him. He's done.
And I'll get a text from Hoffa tonight going, hey, listening to your show, asshole.
I'm swimming with the fishes.
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
Hey, don't look so sad, all right? Don't look so sad, huh?
All right. Now, we're going to move on to Area 51.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Here we go. Is that where John is now, Area 51? I haven't heard.
No,
heard
he's at Area 52. He's at Area 52, not 51.
52. Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, 52. Yes.
He's been abducted by the Mothman.
Oh, my. The Mothman.
Oh, Lord.
Mothman. All right, so the real question is, we all know Area 51 clearly exists. The question is, what goodies does it or does it not have? It's definitely an area where a bunch of stuff was tested, as far as 71 stuff like that. But does it have any really special goodies or does it not? That's the real question.
There's so many conspiracy theories out there that they have bodies or they had a ship or this and that. I've heard that they have a new propulsion system that they're working on for the military. All this crap. Who knows?
Well, you know, you take that, you take all the stories out of Dulce, New Mexico. Area 52. I forget what the Proving Grounds is called out there, but that's the next big place.
Right.
So the aliens are having a house party singing We Are Family by the Pointer Sisters, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
They're singing Celebration by Kool & the Gang.
Yeah, Kool & the Gang.
Kool & the Gang, baby.
Yeah.
Man, I did that yesterday. It did not work. It was so hot outside. I guess Kool-Aid Man went on a strike.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I still think Area 51 is a decoy.
Yeah.
I think
it's a decoy for something.
Area, you know how it is when you put up a garden, how you'll you plant cabbage all the way around the perimeter of your garden, so in that way the rabbits eat that and leave your special. You know what I mean?
I knew it. I think from Area 51. The damn cabbage patch.
That's the cabbage.
I knew it.
Yeah. That's where they were growing them, right there.
Oh my
great
God!
Cabbage.
But that, I still think Area 51 is the decoy. I think they put that out there for everybody to be, that's the carrot in front of the horse thing, and everybody's, it's all going down to Area 51 when it's actually going on in the backyard of Capitol Hill or something. So I think it's happening a lot closer around us than what we'd ever imagine. And
probably. I beg of Michael Jackson still calling and say, I can be Agent M. I can be Agent M.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about that MIB, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, there
you Galaxy go. Defender.
Elvis is dead. No, he just went home.
Yeah.
All right, now.
He ain't a Graceland, I know. Thank you very much.
I just want the talking dog. That's all I care about. Give me a talking dog, I'll be happy.
Oh yeah, Frank. Frank's awesome.
Frank, that's it. Frank.
What we got?
I love Frank.
I want
to take him.
You have Huckleberry Hound. You have all kinds of them.
Yeah, I want Frank though. So I can go into the grocery store and go, "What are you looking at?" Ain't even seen a dog before.
Yes.
I'll wet your leg, lady.
I love Frank, man. Oh my God,
that'd be awesome. Oh yeah, I forgot. Wolf.
How's it going, Jay? Looking good.
Oh my God. Yay! All right, we're getting off track here.
How's it
go,
hanging?
Dave.
How's it hanging?
We all end up. It's not hanging, it's dangling. There's a big difference.
Oh.
Huge difference between the
yikes.
Two.
Yikes.
Yikes. So.
Thanks.
It's a Kraken. It's a Kraken. Someone released a Kraken.
From the junk jokes to Area 51. We will move on.
Yes, please.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Class
All right,
tonight,
so
baby.
Let me say a quick... First off, a quick Hail Mary before I go ahead and start this next one, just in case we're getting
Uh-oh.
Into taboo ground.
Here we go.
But the,
All right.
The Holy Grail. All right. The
Monty
Holy
Python?
Grail. Now.
Right on.
It could be just that. It is but a flesh wound. It could be. Now.
Nice.
In the event. And it's funny when you watch Last Crusade, Indiana Jones and everything, and he has to choose the Grail. It was almost scary when I watched that movie because that's how I always pictured the Holy Grail being. Everybody always has this ornate cup, you know, with the different gems and all that kind of jazz. I'm thinking to myself, you know, Jesus would never drink out of that. You know, for everything that is in the Bible about him and everything, the last thing he would be doing is going after some high-end bling-bling drinking cups.
Yeah, chalice.
And,
some nice chalice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
I picture the Holy Grail being the plainest of cups, you know?
Like Diet Coke.
But in the event that it exists, how could we actually identify the fact that it's the Holy Grail? You know what I mean? I mean, it's,
right.
Anybody could come up there with a cup of some type or another and say, "Hey, my man drank out of this."
Well, if you pour it on something and starts fizzing like peroxide, like Indiana Jones did with Sean Connery, is that, then maybe it's a possibility.
That's right. You got to keep your eyes shut, Marion. So with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next capital religious artifact, the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh boy!
Now here's another.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it. You know what's going to happen.
That's right. Don't look at it. Your face will melt. But again,
I'll feel
it's another
ready.
One of those things where, if there is such a vessel that's containing the fragments of the Ten Commandments that Moses brought down from the mount, okay, I don't picture it being that polished golden box that was all raiders of the Lost Ark. I just picture it being something that some shepherder.
There are some pretty specific instructions about it. Now, were those embellished
really?
At the time or whatever? But there were some pretty specific instructions. Like the angels on top at the opposite ends and all that kind of stuff. The... and I do, but you're right about one of those things. The stories about, depending upon how you look at it, that, man, from the stuff that people couldn't touch it to the, that they tied tethers to people that went into the sanctuary where it was in case something happened to them, that they could drag the body out. All kinds of craziness. I knew. There's just too many weird details to it for it to not have existed in some form or other at some point. Just saying.
That's a good call. Good point. Because isn't there that church in Ethiopia that they say, or is it, I think it's Ethiopia.
That's an interesting story, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's... because those guys, they're descendants of the Jews that, you know, left, you know, during the Exodus.
There's more than one part down there. Yeah.
It seems to me, though. I mean, but like I said, I still think that the thing is plain sight. I still think it'd be something that some sheep herder would be sitting on, not even thinking about it. I just don't picture it being some huge ornate vessel of some type or another. I mean, it could be, for all I know, like you were saying, the instructions that were left for it. But I don't know. That's a good question, but you're right. There are too many, unlike the Holy Grail, there are too many accounts of that existing for it not to have some type of piece to it. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I'd be willing to lean towards the that exists on that one. And then, of course,
but it did more or less.
You want to be the guy who opens the damn thing?
Point. Again?
Of course, they probably wouldn't have to open it, would they? Because they could probably do some type of damn scan on that thing to see if there's anything in it, right?
You'd think.
I mean, what would...
If the scan would work, I mean, if you think the power it was supposed to have, there's a story where the Israelites weren't instructed to use it in an attack. They got their butts kicked. They got stolen. And the people that stole it, all of them were dying left and right. And they sent it back. Just weird stories around it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, the story of the Ten Commandments, the whole tablets, you know, the way of picturing it, you know, and we've all seen the paintings and everything where Moses has got these, you know, big stone tablets in his right hand and he's raising his left hand up to the sky. If you've ever been to Lowe's and picking up landscaping blocks, you know damn full well you ain't going to be holding those things with one hand. So... You know, perhaps the Ten Commandments, though they may be on stone, they may not be what the modern colloquial picture is of the Ten Commandments. You understand what I'm saying? They could be on something the size of a book, for all you know, instead of these two great big stone tablets. So there's no telling. I mean, it's something to think about because, you know, what would they bring it down on? You know what I mean? How would they be able, how would Moses be able to? What was that, Tim? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
AOL Messenger.
He hit the SpongeBob and used imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Imagination. So, since we're on the topic of big, heavy stones,
SpongeBob,
let's move over to Stonehenge. Now, the reason why Stonehenge kind of, you know, because there's speculation that the Druids, you know, use it, well, it's a giant time or a giant timepiece, yak, yak, yak. The thing beyond of what it was used for, the head scratcher for me is how the hell did it get there? Because the limestone that it's built out of, the closest place to Stonehenge that has that type of stone isn't even on the British Isles.
Hey, Dave.
Okay, so you.
This is Dr. John. Hey, Dave. This is Dr. John. I'd like to say something. Right. I think the UFOs did that.
I knew it. Bigfoot.
Hey, Papa Show. I called you in like 2 months. I'll get with you later.
Okay, I'll see you next year. Thank you.
Stupid.
Man.
Now, y'all go easy on Dr. John, because he's not here to defend himself.
Listen,
despite the fact,
he ain't coming back to the listen, this is your show now. He's done.
He is currently flying with the aliens as we speak.
Oh,
over and over the planet.
Great.
I will speak
now
to you after the show.
Oh, you're going to speak to me after the show? Great. I'm going to the principal's office? Great. Thanks, Todd.
Diamond Dave and the Davids. That's the name of the show.
Well,
Dave's calling me after the show because I'm going to the principal's office. Great. I'm getting kicked off of Punk Culture Stars. Thanks a lot.
No, hell, if it's up to me, we're going to start having strippers on the show, too, just for visual effects. So,
midget porn.
At least wait for my effects. You guys could imagine. Yeah. So.
I do have to tell you something real quick. I do have to say that brought that up, that brought to attention. I had my men's weekend when I got hurt, right? So don't ever – this is like three brothers, a brother-in-law, my nephew. You know, we had all these guys. There was like nine of us there, okay? So my oldest brother leaves his phone playing.
So there
playing.
Were eight men and you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for pointing that out, buddy. So he left his phone playing, to the Bluetooth speaker, and he left it open. So I grabbed it. I searched midget porn. I handed it to the youngest brother. He goes, I'm going to put that. He's got all these. He will never see it. He put the first picture, still picture, of midget porn up there as his, page when if you got an iPhone. And you got all these apps on there. You can't really see the background that well. Well, he opened his phone like three times. We were dying. He never saw it. So finally, his son grabs the phone and goes, Dad, moved all the apps out of the way, handed back the phone. And my little brother goes, what's that on that girl's forehead? So it was so funny. Yeah. It was a midget, and a monster. Put it that way, it was a monster movie, but it was so funny. So he's a former teacher. So how do I get this off my phone? He's panicking. He's like, come on, that ain't funny. I said, oh, it was sure funny. You started that, buddy. You tried to steal other people's phones, and you left yours on the picnic table and walked away.
On the picnic table, baby.
That was funny. On the picnic table, baby.
Midget porn.
That's
right.
We
table,
and Dick Murdoch was over there with the midget women.
Them midgets get dirty and icky, if you will.
it's like a variation of Clue. Midget porn on the picnic table in the park.
With pint-sized patties.
With the infected bodily fluids that we talked about earlier.
There we go.
Where's all the jelly when you need them?
And
right,
this, and that is a in pudding pot, baby. That's fluids, baby. That's fluids.
Holy crap.
I find it funny that Bill was actually taking the state to court. For he's going to sue them back.
For what?
Well, for his doing 3 years. And the damnest thing about Bill Cosby case, not to get sidetracked with Bill, but two things about Bill Cosby case blows my mind. Number one is he's admitted the fact that he's done it. So it isn't even a case of... It isn't a case of whether he did it or not. It's a case of the fact that the prosecutor sat on the left side instead of the right side or put the salad fork on the wrong side of the plate, and that's why he's getting out. The second part of the Bill Cosby thing that makes me scratch my head, let me apologize in advance for what I'm about to say, but a lot of those people knew he was doing that stuff.
Of course.
Okay? A lot of people knew that he was doing that. So why in the hell did you go to his house and drink anything? You know,
it's
we've all
Cosby.
Got that one neighbor.
He wanted to have a Coke and a smile.
God.
Would you
want to talk about just
like to have?
I mean, Scotch tape a damn pork loin to your back and jump in the shark-infested waters. I mean, it's like, why in the hell?
Hey.
I mean, we've all had that neighbor that was a little creepy, and we told our kids, hey, don't walk in front of that house. Okay? So if you know Bill is dropping Mickey's in people's drinks, and then Bill walks up to you and goes, I would like to give you this drink now. Drink. And you're drinking, and you're sipping, and you're sipping, and you're drinking, and now you're passing out. Nah, I mean, who in the hell would go over there to his house if they knew damn full well he was doing this?
I love it when Eddie Murphy is in the first impersonation of him. It's hilarious. Eddie Murphy does a great impersonation of him. Oh, my God.
And it can't be as many people out there that want to get famous for sleeping with a celeb. It's not like... I can't imagine the opportunities were that thin for him. Just saying.
Right.
Nah. Well, hold up.
I mean, that's
up,
like the bar.
All right, wait. To your point, hang on. To your point, I can prove why people will do that. Because I went down to spring training. These two guys were in their mid to late 60s. Beer bellies, wearing jeans and T-shirts. You would have never known these guys were millionaires. They were millionaires. You would have never known it. They looked like two bums. And they said, oh, yeah, we're going, and started talking to us. They said, after a few minutes, they said, yeah, we're going down to the Keys. We got a boat waiting on us and a boat full of women. And I looked at them and said, who in the hell is going to sleep with you? I'm like, oh, right? There's your point. People will do it. You got money. They don't care what the consequences are. They might have been warned, hey, Bill Cosby's going to roofie your drink. Okay, it's Bill Cosby. That's where you miss. That's where the misconception is.
People
do anything.
But they testify against the guy in court.
You know why they did that? Because they were promised money. They were promised money by a greedy attorney that got them absolutely zero.
Money talks. Back to
money talks, if you will. Dude.
But what they get anything out of it? I mean, Bill didn't either, but I mean, just say it.
Aside from an STD, the
that.
Yeah.
All right, can we go back to Stonehenge?
Let's go.
Sure, why not?
Stonehenge. Let's
go
yeah.
for it.
That was a glorious. That was a glorious tangent. The and all. And if anybody wants to know why that tangent came up, that's Papa Stroh. He started it earlier, before we were on the air. Just
yeah.
That.
Bill Cole.
Hey, that was in the dark matches, baby. That was in the preempted programming. The gorilla
wow.
position, baby.
The gorilla position. You better be ready.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. All right,
come on.
There's a ton of cool stories and myth and whatever around it. I think some of the great stories are, how was it built, to Dave's point? Given where the stone is from, you hear stories from Merlin was levitating the stones from wherever the heck they came from and all that stuff. You know, because there's references to Merlin in, aside from all the King Arthur, or Arthur stories and that. That's one. But here's the thing that I was watching some stories, documentary on that, and there are just a ton of henges in England. And Stonehenge, it made me wonder when you see some of these different ones and the sizes, some of them cover larger areas, a ton of smaller stones, things like that. Is it maybe possible that, and this would come to my mind, those various henges could those have been the people in power, much like the pyramids? Oh, you had a big pyramid? Let me build a bigger pyramid.
Yeah. Oh, I agree
I
with
see
you.
A pyramid oh, as big as mine.
I totally agree with you. And the engineering of it and all that kind of jazz, where, you know, the sun hits on certain spots at certain times of the year and all that jazz. I mean, these guys didn't have technology, but maybe they did. And that there lies, you know, the big question is, like, was there somebody out there, when I use some somebody, was there a somebody's that somehow or another was advanced to the point that they were able to show people 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 years ago the processes of engineering? You know, because not only are places like the pyramids and Stonehenge and everything built, built to last, so to speak. So there's an engineering marvel in itself that they've, you know, hell, we can't build a house that'll stand up for 10 years here in Jacksonville, but you've got the pyramids that have been up, you know, 4,000 years. The Sphinx has been up for 6. I think they said Stonehenge is even more than that. But the engineering side of it, the mathematical side of it, where certain astrological signs line up with certain marks and all that kind of jazz, it ain't no guy carrying around a club and a bear skin is going to be able to figure that out. So how in the hell, you know what I mean? So
oh,
what
yeah.
I'm saying is that,
I bet you it was Dr. John, man. He was giving him tips from here in modern time.
It could have been.
He was sending memos. Yeah.
He's giving him a heads up on what's going on. This is how you do it, fellas.
Yeah, him and Bigfoot got a working relationship going on. And Mothman.
It's just, I can't figure out how they would have the ability to put up stuff like the pyramids and the Sphinx and Stonehenge, but the same people wouldn't have the ability to develop medicines or legitimate medicines or
I've always thought Dr. John had his wizard abilities. He had those wizard abilities, like Gandalf.
He had the hat, the pointy hat, the whole nine yards.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, I can almost relate that to think of the different ages that we have. You know, like supposedly we're now, aren't we still in like the information technology age or whatever, and you had like the industrial age or revolution or whatever. You know, it's kind of like each different type of technology is, you know, covers a specific time period. So it's like maybe for what it's worth, they were on a roll with whatever they were doing, and, you know, they weren't really thinking about much else. It was all about their architecture and that kind of crap. Just thought.
That's possible. Yeah, I like it. I like that. But there's, speaking of medicine and stuff like that, heck, they were doing cataract surgery and stuff. I know for sure at least the Romans were. And no, not because I was alive all the way back then. Shut up, Tim.
Good job, Tim.
Good job, Tim. Oh, Tim.
Wow.
Oh, I knew it was coming. But, you know, they found the tools and stuff like that. It's just, it's interesting because so much of that stuff, and I know I've said it before. That one was bad. That connection was bad. The I keep wondering what was lost in the Library of Alexandria. I'm just saying.
Good point.
Uh-huh.
That's a good point. Yeah, because, I mean, that was a lot of information that burned right there. Not to mention the fact that Vatican, and I think we spoke about the Vatican on the last time we hit this topic, that there is no telling what the Vatican is sitting on top of. And when you're able to turn a city into a fortress, so to speak, I mean, yeah, that's another strange thing, is that you notice nobody's tried to, like, raid the Vatican. We've tried to go into, like, Area 51, and, you know, we've burned Portland for the last 2 years straight every night. We've done all that nifty stuff. Hitler went around. Look at all the stuff that Hitler stole and all the supernatural stuff that Hitler was into. He didn't even screw with the Vatican. There's got to be a reason for it. You know what I mean? So,
and they lose me out after the bunker thing.
He knows the Pope has connections.
Uh-huh.
He knows about the big guy. But, yeah, Stonehenge is definitely a big question mark, just for no other reason. I don't give a damn what they used it for. They could have played, you know, could have sit there and played Uno on the thing for all it means to me. But the engineering aspect of it is just absolutely out there, man. When you look at the materials that it took to build the thing, the weight, the approximate weight of each slab, it is just, and, you know, as Todd alluded to, that's not the only one there in the British Isles. They're all over the damn place. That's just kind of the Madison Square Garden of them. There at Stonehenge. So all over the place, these monuments were built. And, you know, beyond were they built for religion or for timetables, or even like, you know, Todd was mentioned, they were comparing dicks. Maybe, you know, hey, mine's bigger than yours. How did they get those things put up? Because the same guys who put those things up are the same guys who didn't have gunpowder, the same guys who didn't have hydraulics. You know what I mean? And
I have no doubt they did a lot of the dirt fills and stuff like that back at the time. I knew about that. But still, to get some of those base fills in and all that, that's the manpower to do that stuff.
Yeah, dude. And even if you want to throw horses and that kind of stuff, how many damn horses would it take to lift something like that, for God's sake? You know, and seeing that elephants aren't indigenous to the British Isles, you know what I mean? They had in, hell, I don't even know. Well, I guess they did have horses, because horses, if I recall, they came to North America via the Spanish.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Talking about Carrot Island out there where you got the Shackelfords, but
they definitely had the little chariot thing that they had the chariot stuff up there in England. The Romans were dealing with them with the chariots. Who knows? Maybe they had some leftover woolly mammoths or something.
Sounds
good. Something that was able to withstand that type of weight.
They had old some of the sand on top of it. Scalpule.
Well, they say Yoda is 800, 900 years old. Maybe Yoda was out there. He pulled the next wing out of the swamp. Maybe he can put Stonehenge together for us. Who knows? We're going to move on from Stonehenge.
Okay, we're moving on.
Well, since we're on stone structures, now this one might not be totally on the top of everybody's mind, but it will kind of segue into the next discussion point. Mystery Hill, New Hampshire. Now, Mystery Hill, New Hampshire, they have found structures built that They don't reflect European style architecture, but they were too advanced architecture for the Native Americans that were in the area. The closest proximity to these things are from the Viking culture of the, 1100s, okay? But we're talking about New Hampshire here in North Carolina, North America. There we go, North Carolina again. I know it's cliche to hate on Christopher Columbus these days, but I am one to think that the Vikings had been over here long, long before Christopher Columbus got on a boat.
Definitely.
There's too many things that just point. I mean, Leif Erikson and himself, he land hopped all the way across, and we don't know exactly what the sea levels were and all that kind of jazz, because, I mean, we know about the land bridge there in Alaska to Russia that so many years ago you could actually walk from Alaska to Russia because there was a connection there. The water was much more shallow than what it is now. But with that being said, there's a lot of places up there near Greenland that you could pretty much look and see the next patch of land. And knowing that the Vikings had a pretty sophisticated naval ability, what would keep their guys from just moving to the next patch of land? And then, like they call it, island jumping. And then eventually you come to North America, which is one big, huge-ass island, and you settle in. And what happens from there? You may stay, die off. You may go there, put some stuff with the intention of coming back, and never make the trip back. But I am in total belief that the Viking culture had made it over here 300-500 years prior to Christopher Columbus. That's pretty good.
They definitely did. Hey, let me throw this out here. Let's just be real quick about that. Tim, try chiming in. See how you're doing.
All right, test 1, 2, 3. Can you guys hear me?
We can.
Yes.
What?
Your testes are good.
All right, cool.
What?
Last time I got the low battery warning, it didn't work at all.
Huh?
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Oh man, I don't know what battery. Leave it alone. But Vikings were definitely there. They got where Newfoundland or something. They found they excavated the whole deal.
James
Ford on the structure of New Hampshire. Yes, New Hampshire, not North Carolina. It seems to me that part of what they had was the what do they call it? Who are the guys that do all the building of everything? They go all the way back to Egypt. They go Tracer Brooks.
Yeah, I know you're talking about where they just use like
sticks
and everything like that.
They're involved in on the planet.
Yeah.
But the structure in New Hampshire, that one tower has some of their earmarks, if you will.
Where they can actually measure the calendar from that thing, which is pretty damn cool if you think about it. I mean, hell, I can't even remember what today's date is. And then you've got guys 1,000 years ago that were able to look at a tower and go, oh, yeah, it's August 19th. That's pretty incredible stuff. But, yeah, that one there, that Mystery Hill, that's one worth reading about. It's pretty interesting stuff that they've got going on up there. And apparently it actually sold, and it's owned by a private owner now. Because, you know, before anybody started getting into that stuff, they just looked at it and said, hey, somebody built some strange shit up here. Anybody want to buy it? And
Me, I want it.
Put it on Zillow. So,
offer up.
We're gonna move on from the Stones. One of my recent favorites.
I can't believe they're still playing. Amazing.
That's right. Start it up. Now, Jeffrey Epstein. We all know that this guy was a giant creep. Now, this whole thing's going to segue into a couple other topics, but nevertheless, did he commit suicide or was it assisted?
That's the problem. He's been assisted for far too long.
No, he was killed. Somebody else is running that island now.
Yeah, his whole island now has been. It's up for sale now, if I think right.
They moved.
I don't know if anybody
wants. Somebody else is running the traffic.
I don't think Gilligan would have had too much of a good time on his eye.
Now I gotta be honest with you. When it comes down to Epstein, first off, Epstein knows too much.
Kind of
reminds me of you remember old Frank Pantangeli in Godfather 2 when they were bringing him into the congressional thing? And, you know, everybody in the mob was worried that he was going to talk because he knew so much. And then he had that little chat with Robert Duvall there at the jail at the safe house. And next thing you know, he's in the bathtub bleeding out. I think that Epstein had so much dirt on so many people, and they were worried that he was not of the character to keep his mouth shut, that he would be one of those guys that would start ratting out to save his own ass. Because
he started thinking about it, and he probably said something.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he started talking. And the powers that be got together and said, we've got to do something. And as the million-dollar man Ted DiBiase says, everybody has a price. It's kind of odd how the most high-profile detainee in the United States was being watched by a person who was filling in from another prison, okay? In other words, you know, like when you work retail, you know, and you have multiple stores in the area and they need a couple extra guys, and say the meat department, another store, a meat guy will come over and get extra time from another store. Okay, well, why, if you had a fill-in guy from another prison who's not used to that prison and the system and whatnot, okay? And then the other guard apparently had been working a double shift. It was like 24-hour straight shift.
Dude, it was called take a walk.
Double shift.
So
double shift, man.
Why, when it's the most important detainee in the United States at the time, why would you put two people of that ilk in charge of watching?
I know the answer. I know the answer. Pick me.
I mean,
I don't think it's possible to be that stupid. Arnold, Mr. Cotter, I know that. Mr. Cotter.
Ooh,
Mr. Kate.
I just don't see let's say somebody walked up to you, you know, let's say a family member walked up to you and handed you a family heirloom and said, no matter what you do, I need you to watch this for me for the next week. All right. This heirloom's been on our family for X amount of years. It means the world. You can't lose it. Whatever you do, don't lose it. Okay. What are you going to do with that object? You're going to sleep with it. You're going to take it to the bathroom with you. You're not going to tell your family members
because
you don't want anybody else to know about it. You're going to be just as damn silent and personal about it as you can, right? So the warden of this prison, and you don't become a warden of a prison that size because you managed a mall store for 2 years. To become a warden in a prison that size, you have got to have an education. You have got to have experience. You have got to have a lot of things going for you to be in charge of an institution that size. So it's hard for me to believe.
Hey,
if I'm the warden and I have Epstein in my institution, I'm not going home. I'm calling the wife and say, hey, bring me extra clothes. I'm staying here until this asshole gets gone or whatever.
It was done on purpose by higher-ups.
Exactly. Exactly. So with all that
and
being said, it'll bring me.
I better not say that loud.
Now, I might be able to go ahead and supply the words for you, Bear Velvet, but the Clintons, they're not going to list any damn way. Okay.
All right. Bring it on.
Now,
the Clinton baby.
Isn't it strange the amount of bodies that have been left in the Clintons' wake?
You're talking
the
in the Missouri and the Mississippi. What are you talking about? They got to dredge that sucker.
Yeah. I mean, we just had that guy last month who was the one who broke the story about him getting on the plane with, what's her name? And
Hillary.
That newscaster, had a sudden mishap and is now no longer with us. Barry Maine, all these damn people, man. There's even Secret Service members who have died mysteriously that were connected to the Clintons.
Of course.
Matter of fact, there's even one woman who was found dead with a bullet hole in the back of her head, and she was pregnant.
Damn.
Okay. But it was written off as a suicide. So I need somebody to tell me how they can get a gun to the back of their head and shoot themselves, much less a pregnant female. I mean, I've seen
they have no regard for human life.
But how in the hell are you going to be able to shoot yourself in the back of the head?
Like you said,
it wasn't one of these willy-nilly, I got a good spot shootings either. Like you said, it was execution style. It was a precision shot. I can't remember the young lady's name, but she died in her own house, almost the term pregnant. Of a very well precision shot to the back of the head, and it was deemed as a suicide.
Of course it was.
All that being said, if Epstein's got noise
on any of the Clintons, because we already know that Bill was there when Epstein had the 15-year-old sitting around the pool naked. Okay?
Yep.
And I'm sorry, but anybody worth a damn sees a 15-year-old girl naked, you don't stay there. You get the hell out of Dodge, because you don't want to be associated with that, because you don't do that. You know, that's not kosher. And I don't want to hear nothing about, I was in there playing pinball in the living room when all that was going on. No, you get the hell out of there. And I don't want to hear somebody that was as powerful as Bill Clinton couldn't get the hell
there
off of that
more than, just there were more than 30. There were more than 30 underage kids there, period. You weren't going to walk away and not see one. So, yeah, you're right. Should have left, but no. Bill can't help himself.
Bill Quinton, baby.
Bill Quinton, baby.
That's it.
He couldn't help himself. I mean, for real.
And
anyway.
No, give him no pudding pop.
And who's to say that Hillary involved? Who's to say that Hillary wasn't in there getting busy?
I'm sure she was linking around somewhere.
That's their problem. She needs more pudding pop.
Only the smartest woman on the planet is too dumb to know what was going on around her.
Listen. There's a conspiracy theory that she was down there beating children.
Yeah, that's it.
You gotta wonder. You know, the Vince Foster thing, for crying out loud. It was no secret that her and Vince Foster, you know, were hooking up. And then all of a sudden they find Vince a family man and the whole damn nine yards, commit suicide. I still think Vince was told, here's how it works. We can make it look like a suicide and your family has something to bury, or you can just disappear and your family can wonder where the hell you're at for the rest of their lives, which one you want to do. And Vince, being the family man that he was, took the bullet. And, awful lot of creepiness. So we're getting close on time, but before we go and go around to pass around the room, I'm going to throw one last one out there because it links onto the whole Epstein thing. Is all these high-profile divorces that are going on all of a sudden, all right, you've got to wonder. They also partied with Jeffrey Epstein, okay? Now, the one name that hasn't come up in this whole thing is his girl, the pimpress, if you will, Ghislaine Maxwell. Okay? She is in lockup, but they're not making the same mistakes with her that they did with Epstein. That chick is on guard, and they're not having the damn bench warmers watching her. Okay?
Is she like Maxwell House? She did the last drop.
It might just be, for all we know, you know. And she has an exorbitant amount of dirt, and she probably has more knowledge than Epstein ever did. And now here she is in custody, and eventually, and I'm kind of wondering why it's taken so long to get her into court. But nevertheless, it's kind of funny how all these high-profile guys are suddenly getting divorced.
Gonna disappear.
Because
she's going to disappear,
right,
too.
And if you're any guy who has a wife and kids, any guy who gets into trouble that's worth a damn, the first thing he's going to want to do is protect his wife and kids. That's just nature of the beast. So, and I'll go ahead and take Bill Gates, all right? Because, you know, Bill used to hang out with Epstein, no doubt about it, all right? Bill, suddenly, they decide to divorce, okay? And they're on the front side, they're putting it out there about, we haven't gotten along for years, and X, Y, Z. Well, how do we know that's not Bill telling his wife, hey, look, I'm in deep shit with this. There's a chance that I'm going to go down, and I don't want all of the fortune going down with me. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to divorce so you can have X, Y, and Z. The kids can have A, B, and C. We're going to tell everybody that this is how it's going, and we're going to make it look good on paper. But in real terms, I'm giving you all the money. You get the hell out of Dodge because the dogs have my scent. You know what I mean? And if it'd be real interesting to see if Maxwell starts talking, because if she does, only God knows. I bet that there's names on there we never even remotely thought of that were hanging out with Epstein when he was doing all that bad stuff. So, I just hope I'm around to see it. It'd be fun to watch.
Well played about that. I hope I'll be around to see it. All right, yeah. Round table.
That's it. We got to go around and do some plugs. The Stro, you usually have the most stuff on your plate, buddy. You go ahead and start off first if you don't mind.
All right. Yeah, it's been a really fun evening with you all, as always. Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, WCW Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all on theocnation.com. And the discussion will be... I'm hearing my echo. It's pretty wild. The discussion will be the Dungeons and Dragons of Kevin Sullivan. So please tune in.
Very good.
And then Friday night on my horror sci-fi show, The Stro Zone, on my Facebook at 9 p.m. midnight rather, Eastern Standard Time. Which my Facebook is facebook.com/throwthemaestro. You probably heard that twice. The feature will be Beast from Haunted Cave. So please tune in.
Very good. Hey, now, is there any updates on Terry Funk, how he's doing?
You know what? Dreamer and a few other people that talked to him said he's doing great. So I don't know where the heck they get the other info from. So he's doing good as far as I know.
Yeah, because even I saw Ric Flair had posted something about it today, too. So, I mean... It must have had some, somebody must have stirred the pot pretty hard. So it's good to hear he's doing all right.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Funk definitely is one of the classics. So.
Oh, yeah. What a great human being. He's so cool.
Yeah. Don't need no bad news coming out of that camp. But no, Stro, it's always good to have you. Appreciate you tonight, bro.
Oh, thank you as always. Always a pleasure.
Now we're going to move on to the amazing Velvet. What have you got going on, young man?
Yeah, I would like to thank my Heavenly Father for letting me come on this podcast. And
what a country.
What a country. Hey, when I got off the plane, it said Smirnoff. I said, what a country. America loves Smirnoff. I got a switch guest this Sunday on Pro Wrestling Interviews at 9 p.m. So I got a backup guest waiting to make sure to get that confirmation. But 9 p.m. every Sunday, Pro Wrestling Interviews. And then Saturday in Wilmington, North Carolina, I will be inducted into the UPWA Hall of Fame. Yeah. Yay me.
All right.
So I'm glad y'all are excited.
I'm glad y'all are excited.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's it for me.
Contain the excitement.
Hey, tell Bubba Ray Dudley I said hello.
Hey, tell Bubba Ray Dudley I said hello.
I will. You mean the Michelin man? Yeah, I'm not a Michelin man, you say.
Outstanding. Well, Philbin, it was good to have you on this evening. I hope you're feeling better from the incident last week and everything. Sounds like you're doing well. So,
good.
Hopefully everything's good deal. Outstanding. Now, Tim, what have you got to share for us this evening?
Oh, I don't have much to share. When it comes to plugs, I don't really have anything to plug, and I thought that maybe tonight I'd just give a plug to my family. I'm proud of everybody for hanging in there. What's that? You guys can hear me, can't you?
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir. You're on.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, wanted to give a shout-out to my family because with, the wife being down for several weeks and, everyone's really done their part to chip in, do a little bit of extra cleaning, a little bit of extra tidying up, not taking advantage of picking on poor old dad. So everyone's coming together quite nicely. And failed to mention she did have a follow-up today, and she's good to go to drive. She's she's been giving great reports. She's getting the feeling back in the side of her face. She's up and walking around a little bit more. Still gets tired pretty quick. That's to be expected. But just wanted to give some love to the fam because they've all pulled together. So, anyway, on to the next one. Later, guys. Good show.
Good stuff.
Outstanding. Yeah, man. Good to hear the progress is being made, brother. Give her our best.
Will do.
So last,
yes,
but certainly not least, Todd, talk to me.
I tried to run it quick. I ran back to visit the family this weekend. It was a non-paid, actually expense-filled weekend, but that's the way it is. That's what you do. It was nice to be able to go up and work projects, have a full 3 days of labor to give instead of trying to drive up on a three-day weekend where I really only got one full day and part of another. Got a lot done, got to sit with the family. We did the fireworks, that kind of stuff. We did the family. We did the safety. And we did have to invent one or two new safety tricks because we had a couple bottle rockets that the launch boosters were not working real well. And my brother threw the one down, and, man, that landed a little bit too close to where we had the stack of mortar rounds set. So we dodged that one. But, yeah, I came back. I got all my appendages, both my eyes, all that kind of stuff. All of us did. We did it. Got to hang with the family. It was beautiful. It was awesome.
Thumbs, huh?
And it was all safety first. So I did a lot of work on take care of one another. That's what it was. So please do the same.
I like to hear that because you owe me some money, and I'm going to get them thumbs off your hands, all right?
Oh, good to go. Good to go. You got to wait. Yeah, just as long as you beat the Japanese mafia to the rest of the digits.
Wow.
Well, it's good to hear you were able to catch up with family and everything worked out well. Todd, it was great having you on this evening. Very much obliged, as always. And as for myself, before I go in there and cue in the obnoxious British lady, for all of us here in the Carolinas, it looks like we're getting away with one with old Elsa, but if in the event you're in the path, be safe, keep an eye out on what you're doing, and the rain will be coming, and if you're out there driving, slow down, get off your phone, turn the radio off, pay attention.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, all those things that you do when you're driving, and that's the reason why your car is all scarred up, it's not that hard to concentrate. So just be safe. Be smart of what you're doing. And we'll get through another one of these nifty storms, no matter whether it's a tropical storm, depression, hurricane, or whatever the hell it wants to call itself. Just, again, be careful. And don't panic. Everything's going to be cool. Outside of that.
Great. Tropical depression, another storm on Xanax.
Tropical depression, that's when your girlfriend leaves you in Hawaii. Tropical depression. They need to come up with a different word.
I like it.
You know, it's they've got to have another name that they can stick to it. You know what I mean? It's, you know, like Hurricane Junior. I mean, we had Baby Yoda. Why can't we have Baby Hurricane? You know, it's they got to have something to attach to it, you know. But anyhow, gentlemen, well done this evening.
Cool.
Very much obliged to the company. And I am going to go in there and cue in that old salty British broad who's going to sign
yeah.
us off. Yeah, her. That old thing.
That old battle axe.
Yeah. We know that she was on Epstein's Island because she's too old and crusty.
She
don't
no,
like the
she
old
was man in the. She was manning the phones for him.
Yeah, she was the one that was standing outside his cell when he was dangling there, and she said, goodbye.
Oh,
she,
that's dirty.
She was like, and
hell.
Your show will start in 2 minutes.
Yes, here we are.
Your death will happen in 5 seconds.
Yeah. I have no problem with laughing at somebody like Epstein croaking. So let me go on out there and put that on record. Evil man gets evil results. To hell with him. I hope he's, like, in hell having to sell alarm systems door to door somewhere for what he's done. So nevertheless, with all that being said, good night. Thank you for joining us here at Pop Culture Stars. And, gentlemen, thank you again for the company. And we will talk to you next Wednesday. If not sooner.
Yes.
Y'all have a wonderful evening.
Peace out.
Big hugs, all. Be safe.
Yes.